Do not be fooled. You are in the right place. This is Talk the Talk with Star. Oh my gosh, it's actually Sister. I'm forgetting my own name, guys. It's okay. It's okay. As you guys can see on the cover, today we're talking about how to stay sane during the pandemic. So obviously, it's been a hard and tough time for everyone. Like, I honestly know that the pandemic has put me in a space that's been like really, really bad. However, we move, guys. And yeah, so we're gonna talk about everything and anything that has to do with the pandemic and trying to keep sane. So we're gonna start from the beginning. Do you guys remember how coronavirus even started? Because I mean, it was just in China and the next thing it's in Africa, like it's in Zimbabwe, and we're like, what the actual F word is going on here? I mean, I'm not gonna swear on my podcast because I'm trying to be as friendly as possible. Anyway, so yeah, guys, it actually happened that, okay, this is going to be like a little story, guys, and I'm talking about my own life, you know. So we Zimbabweans only heard that coronavirus actually was there in China. We're like, what is actually, like, for me personally, I saw this on someone's status, like, there's this new pandemic in China. I'm like, yeah, it's the Chinese, they always take weird shit and eat weird shit every time, you know. It's pretty normal for them, you know. Next thing is in Italy, the next thing is in the US, the next thing, oh, it's in Africa. We're like, what? Okay, this is getting out of hand. And the next thing is like in Zimbabwe. So obviously, it being something new, we're like, what the hell is going on? And everyone, you know, not really taking it too seriously, took it as a joke, you know, because not really so many people were dying. Some people even put some conspiracy theories that only, you know, white people and people of white color, I mean, the whites, the Chinese, the, you know, the white looking people who are not black are the ones that get the virus. So we're like, we're cool, you know. And yeah, so when we got our first lockdown in Zimbabwe, everyone was like super cool, bro. Like, I mean, it was quite stressful and it was all like an epidemic and shit like that. But for some odd reason, that also opened people's minds to new things, that, you know, they decided to discover that life is actually too short. We've seen so many content, YouTube, like, guys, I'm probably the only person who does not have a YouTube page. And trust me, believe you me, I have so many friends that created YouTube pages during the pandemic. I mean, during the lockdown, the first lockdown in Zimbabwe, which was like in 2020, right? Around like March, if I'm not mistaken. And the funny part though is that now that things are kind of normal, however not really normal, it's a new normal, obviously people don't really care about their YouTube pages anymore. I'm like, girl, I thought you were like doing a YouTube page and they're not doing it anymore, you know. I'm also talking about Enrique, if you're there. And, you know, these many challenges came up. It was something that was really exciting. I know me and my friends, like, my ex-friend, no, they were my friends. They're people I knew, actually, created groups and shit like that. Like, we had, like, a love island, guys. Like, literally, in a group. I'm sorry, my audio kind of sounds terrible because I'm recording from the outside. Because kids in my house just won't shut the F up, you know. So anyway, keeping up at it, we created a whole love island, guys. We were in love. Like, I got this guy to actually be with me. T-Say, shout out to you, man. I'm exposing every name in my podcast. I don't even care. I'm going to talk about my exes and everything. So if we probably had, like, a private relationship, I'm sorry, man. Like, you and I fucked it up. And, yeah, it happened. Oh, my gosh. I just used the F word when I... Yeah, it's natural. But anyway, yeah. We had, like, the whole love island. We thought we're in love. And then I remember a girl called Michelle literally took my boyfriend away from me in Love Island. His name was T-Say. Tough times never last. Not that it was anything serious, but yeah, I remember that deeply because I ended up being the one without a boyfriend and everything. Ugh. Anyway, so many challenges even came up, like the Don't Rush Challenge. Was there a place on the internet where no one was doing that? Even people like Miss Red. I'm talking about people in Zimbabwe because I'm from Zimbabwe, obviously. People like Miss Red, people like these big people. Even Pokelo did the Don't Rush Challenge and people were wearing makeup and changing and, you know, shit like that. It looked cute. It was cute. It was nice. It was fun. It kind of made us forget all our problems. So yeah, the lockdown kind of brought people together, but at the same time, it kind of degraded some people because, like, do you know the amount of nudes that were actually exposed? In my head, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah, that was a moment of silence for those people. However, we're back on the conversation. And yeah, a lot of things happened. I mean, yeah, people created content. I mean, we got so much content, even the nudes, the sex tapes. Guys, it is terrible. You'll need to wash it down there. Like, we're going to have a conversation about keeping it clean down there, how to shave and shit like that. So in case you want your nudes or your sex tapes to like be exposed, at least keep it clean. Keep it clean. Keep it clean. That's a disclaimer to everyone, you know. But anyway, yes, back on the conversation, guys. Yeah, the pandemic really did us dirty. So now I'm gonna talk about how to keep sane during the pandemic. I mean, right now, I'm not even finishing my words. During the pandemic, and disclaimer is that, guys, I am African, so I could sound funny saying some words. Call me Chop Norris or whatever, I don't even care, as long as y'all get the point and the one. Anyway, so yeah, as much as the pandemic has created content for us, has created, you know, these new opportunities for people, it's taken so much away from people. For example, jobs, people lost lives. RIP to everyone that has lost someone. I have so many friends that have lost, you know, their relatives, and speaking from someone who has lost a mother, I totally understand what the pandemic has done to you. It's really, it's frustrating. It's like the worst thing that's ever happened to the human life. I mean, places like Italy, there are millions and millions of deaths, and you know, these things were like, for us, especially Zimbabweans, it was more of like, you know, statistics. We're like, yeah, 3,000 people died in South Africa. Okay, that's cool. I mean, we're sorry, but it's not happening here, so we're cool. But the next thing is, well, from statistics, we're losing people that are so close to us, and that's something to really, you know, that's something really hard to deal with. So I mean, like, people have been breaking up also in terms of relationships. Like, do you know the amount of people that broke up? And these are things that just make me as a human being, honestly, I'd go crazy. Like, I'd literally just go crazy because of what's been happening because of the pandemic. So yeah, trying to keep sane during the pandemic is a hard thing. However, positivity, you know, is like really something you need in your life. I mean, so many people have lost their loved ones, but I don't think people should be stuck up on things of the past. I mean, it's hard to deal with death and everything, but I mean, you know, like, heal. And oh my gosh, I sound so stupid telling people to heal from losing their loved ones. But my point is, try to have positivity in it, because not like positivity that someone has died. I'm terrible at explaining, guys, but I'm still making the podcast, like it or not. But, you know, find peace in your hearts to forgive God, and not the pandemic, obviously, but forgive God for allowing this to happen to the humankind. We don't know why, we don't know how. Some people even say that it's conspiracy theories, that, you know, people like Bill Gates are just trying to, you know, put chips in the human race and try to control us. I don't know about that. We do not know about that. That's probably why I haven't gotten vaccinated, you know. But what I'm saying is, positivity is always key, because lots of people have tried to commit suicide, and it's never the answer, because you're just creating a problem within another problem. You die, your mama gets, you know, all like messed up in the head, and they want to die as well, and the whole clan is dead, and probably people from the Lungas, speaking about my surname, would never exist again, and we are just a generation of people that are gone. Guys, I am so sorry about the sound today. Like, it's terrible because of me being outside. I repeat, things are going to get better. They're definitely going to get better. This is the positivity we are definitely talking about. So yeah, there are other things obviously that you're supposed to look out for, like trying to actually create, you know, different things that can keep you okay, I found like a spot to actually be in that's kind of quiet. No, it's actually not quiet. Okay, so keep positivity within your heart, your mind, your soul, your body, and everything, and things will go well for you. So yeah, try new things. For example, there are lots of people locked up at home. Try creating a new video of yourself. Try something new. Braid your hair. You know, I have so many friends that like paid like $50, $60, $100 to get their hair done before. Now they just do their hair on their own because, you know, they've learned to do it on their own. Like, I know friends, like, these guys have just learned how to create softwares. I know people that have learned how to do makeup and they have their own brands now because of the pandemic. So I feel like, as much as it's also like a curse, it's also a blessing in disguise, because the human mind has been open to, you know, so much that so much inventions are being made, so many things are being created, which is a good thing. As much as people are dying, like, we are going somewhere with it. I mean, look at right now, we have people like Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos, even though he steals from the people, but yeah, they're going to space. You know, they're probably going to find us a new age in space. We'll be flying to space for holiday, guys. That's something exciting, right? I mean, are you with me, or have you left the podcast already because you're probably bored now? But yeah, I will keep talking. And so, speaking of everything, you know, things are hard, but we've talked so much of positivity. We're also talking about how you guys can actually keep sane by, you know, falling in love, guys. Like, randomly fall in love with someone from the internet. Trust me, it's a great idea. I mean, they're gonna break your heart most probably, but don't be too serious about it. Don't take life too seriously. You're dying anyway. You're gonna get out. It's not like you're getting out of it alive, right? So fall in love with a stranger. Send them a naked picture. No, I'm joking, guys. Do not send nudes and sex tapes and weird shit. Do not do that, because you get exposed. But in case you want to do it, we are still making a video of how to keep it clean down there, so that when it does come out, people are like, that, but she had a good pussy anyway. Did I just say that on my podcast? I am so sorry, guys. Shout out to anyone who started with nudes, whatever. It's not safe. I've never sent a nude in my entire life, but yeah, don't do it. Yeah, unless you like want their attention, but don't do it. Do not do it. Anyway, getting back on the conversation, I mean, you could, yeah, start a relationship with someone from Tinder. Like, join Tinder, get new friends. It doesn't have to be like a relationship, but start, you know, have a sort of friendship with someone. I don't know, like, create something with someone. You never know, the person you meet online with a different intention could be the person that's going to help you 10 years from now. You could end up being his, you know, assistant, and he's like your boss or whatever. What is wrong with my mind? I just had to go there. But yeah, meet new people, and obviously not in person because it's risky. However, try to meet new people online, socialize. For example, oh my god, is that a chick? Guys, I told you I was outside, so obviously there's going to be chickens going. I am so sorry about that. This is embarrassing. It's embarrassing. But anyway, I was saying that I've forgotten what I was saying. Oh yes, we're talking about the relationships and the people. But yeah, make new friends. I mean, right now it's hard to actually interact with people in person because you don't know where a person has been, especially these people that have been going for funerals. I'm not saying don't go for funerals, but it's risky, guys. Do not, if it's possible, have like an online funeral and that chicken keeps going on. Terrible. Anyway, yeah, make new interactions and talk to people, learn more from people and share different cultures, make video calls, you know. And yeah, that would be really great. Like for me, for example, I never took my Twitter account really seriously until like this year, because I felt like, you know, when people like take screenshots of what's going on Twitter and they post on their status, I'm like, okay, whatever. But now I'm like, you know what? I actually need this Twitter account. I've been growing my Twitter account. It's something I'm really starting to really love. Like, I cannot spend a day without tweeting something, without saying something, without speaking my mind. So Twitter even allows you to speak your mind, even though you can get backlash for what's in your mind. But it's still okay. You need to just stand up for yourself and, yeah, positive energy all the time. And what else can keep you sane? I mean, learn a new risk. I mean, this program is actually not for girls only, because people ask, is this podcast for only women? It's also for men. So yeah, find new video games or whatever. Like, do something, man. Do not keep yourself occupied with senses that things are not okay, because they will definitely get better. So yeah, guys, I mean, these are one of, you know, not one, but some of the things I think could actually keep you sane during the pandemic. However, people have different perspectives, and they have different perspectives in different situations. If you guys have any other ways you think could keep people sane during the pandemic. Please send them through with voice messages on my Anchor account. It's sis_star. I would definitely listen to them and actually edit. Told you this wouldn't end without me chopping. I would definitely add them to my podcast and let the people know what you think. So yeah, thank you guys for joining me. This is Talk the Talk with Sister. We've talked about everything and anything when it comes to staying sane during the pandemic. Why do I sound like that? I sound like Cardi B trying to be, you know, wannabe thingy. But anyway, thank you very much for joining me. This was amazing. I enjoyed the whole session talking to a bunch of people. Oh, we'll probably not listen to this or get to the end. But hey, it was fun. It's been a fun ride for me. And I apologize. I keep apologizing for my sound because it's been really bad. Not as good as it was before, but really bad today because of, specific personal reasons, because I have little brothers and sisters that are in the house and roaming around. It's daylight, and yeah, I couldn't like do the podcast in the middle of the night because you obviously needed it by 8. But yeah, thank you guys for joining me. I love you so much. Thank you so much if you got to the end. If you didn't, bro, you don't know what's fun. You don't know what is fun. It's Talk the Talk with Sis Star. See you next time.